name is Alex Donaldson, and I will be conducting this interview today on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust. The date is the 21st of September 2009. If you could please state your full name, your age, if that's okay, and where you're from.
My full name is Patricia Ann Howarth. I'm 68 and I'm from Blackburn in Lancashire.
And how are you today?
Very well, thank you. A bit anxious, but very well.
So, can I just ask how you initially heard about the project?
I've had an email from Artichoke, I think. That was the first thing. And that was came before it ever started, and I looked at it then. But then I came down and with a grandson to London for a visit, and then saw the plinth and watched people on it. And after that, there was another email from them, and so I applied then.
And what was it that actually inspired you to get involved in the project?
I think because it was exciting to watch. It was interesting to watch, and I thought it was a good idea. I like Anthony Gormley's work, and so I had a little read about it, and I thought it was quite a worthwhile project, and quite like to be part of it.
So could you talk a little bit about what you're planning on doing today?
Yeah. Well, because I'm from the northwest region, I thought that I would do something that was important, well, that happens in the northwest of England, and that was Crown Green Bowling. I am a this year Lady President of the Crown Green Bowling in our area, so it seemed a good thing to look at. And I think it's a pastime that gives a lot of pleasure to a lot of people, and I thought it might be interesting for people to know about it. They might not be interested, but we're interested in it. We enjoy it.
So can you talk a little bit about your life at home, bowling, kind of how long you've been doing it for?
I've bowled competitively for about 15 years, but I've had bowls, I've done a bit for about 30 years. But then recently, since I retired, I've done a lot of bowling, and I'm a member of a bowling club. In fact, I'm chairman of our bowling club. So I bowl in three teams. So in the summer, I'm quite busy. I might bowl 4 days in a week, not all day, in the evenings or sometimes during the day. And my husband bowls as well, but in a different club.
What does it mean to you? I mean, is it purely the kind of sporting aspect, or is it quite sociable as well?
It's quite sociable. It is. I like the sporting aspect of it, because I also thought I was no good with a ball, but I can bowl, so that was good. And it's quite competitive, and I quite enjoy that. But the social side of it's good. And I think I'm particularly interested in more people being part of it. We have a system where we offer free bowling coaching to, we call it Nifty Fifties, to people. It's for health, really, to get them out of the house and to get them actually doing something. And we also do some coaching of school children, just to get them interested in it, hoping to keep people in it, because people are stopping, the teams are getting less and the clubs are getting less, so we have to be careful to keep it going. We have to work quite hard to keep it going. Everybody thinks it's for old people, but some of our best players are young. Our clubs, one of our members is only 14 and another's 18, playing one of our teams. Yeah.
So what exactly are you taking up onto the plinth with you? How are you going to be promoting it?
Well, I've got a little bit of a talk about it, but I've had a cloth toweling green made, so that to show the crown green with the crown in the middle, and it's got edges on it in one corner, because I'm going to take my bowls up and just show people how you manage your bowls and how you bowl them. I brought some soft bowls to pop down to the friends down below, and then I'm going to do a pretend coaching session from the top to teach coaching them in bowling, and they'll have the soft ones down below. Then I'm going to have a pretend match between two clubs, and I've got a scoreboard to do that, and I've actually got a different hat for each team, so when I'm playing for one team I have one hat on, another team another hat. So I'll do that, and then intersperse it with the odd poem and even a little song if I'm brave. And then after that I've also put on my spiel that you've got that I was a gardener, so just to talk very shortly about that, and I've got some little tomatoes at my greenhouse to distribute, and then a little bit about my family, because I've also said I'm a grandmother.
Because
on my thing I said I was a bowler, a gardener and a grandmother. So I'll say a little bit about the family.
So can you talk a little bit about your family now?
Yeah, well, my husband's here with me, and there are four children, well, I can't call them children now, and six grandchildren. So.
What does your family mean to you? Do you all live quite close?
Yeah, most of us do, though my daughter's down here in London, but we've met up with her and she's bringing some of her friends here and her partner. The rest of them live in the north. Two live close, and I see them quite often in their children. The other ones live a little bit further north. Don't see them quite so often. But they are important to me. I spend a lot of time with them.
So can I ask you a little bit about your life, kind of where you grew up?
Well, I originated from Scotland, you probably can tell, and lived there until about 1963, and then came down to Lancashire, because that's where my husband came from, and I've lived there ever since. And I've worked as an educational psychologist. I went to university in St Andrews, and then worked as an educational psychologist, and latterly was the principal educational psychologist in Blackpool. Yep. And retired about 6 years ago. Yeah.
Okay, wow. Yeah. So can I ask a little bit about your Scottish heritage?
Yes, well, I was brought up on a farm in the borders of Scotland. My parents were farmers. My brother's still a farmer, my sister's married to a farmer, so I still go up there quite a lot. And we have a fair heritage. We like to think that our family dates back to the time of the border reavers, where the Scottish reavers used to come over into England and steal the sheep and vice versa. And the tale is that my great-great-great-great, however many greats, grandfather was one of them, called Adam Scott, and he lived in one of the big keeps, where they took all the sheep when they stole them. And then when James the Sixth was made James the First of England in 1603. After that, he decided he'd better stop this. And so he came up and had a banquet in this tower, and then proceeded to hang the border of my so-called ancestor, Adam Scott. And then he did three of them. The main instigators of the reaving, he hanged them all from their own tree. That's a tale.
Oh my God.
What they say, but I can't quite trace the ancestry. I haven't tried too hard.
Yeah.
But
wow, that's so funny.
It might not be true.
So you worked as a psychologist?
Yes.
You went to university?
Yeah.
Did you say it was child psychology?
Yes, it was education psychology, so it was working with schools, children and teachers. Yeah.
And how could you take any of those skills and use them in your day-to-day workings with your own children?
Yeah, I think you don't deliberately, well, I didn't deliberately, or if something became difficult and needed to be dealt with, I knew I could go to my professional work and think about it, how I would deal with it. And I suppose you internalise it and you just use it. So I think, and and when I'm working with children now, when we're bowling, it's just, I think it becomes second nature. Yeah.
And what's your relationship with your grandchildren like?
I think they're wonderful, I have to say, and I suspect we spoil them, because they know we think they're wonderful, and we try to do things with them and so that they'll remember and that they'll enjoy, because parents don't always have enough time to do everything. They've got busy lives, and so we try to do interesting things with them and develop them. My husband sails, and we have three of them are sailing now, that sort of thing. We work on with them.
Yeah. So apart from bowls, what are your main interests?
Well, mainly, I spend a lot of time in the garden, a lot of time with my family and grandchildren, and then in the summer, a lot of time bowling. I don't do anything work-wise anymore. I gradually stopped, and I don't do anything anymore. So I find it, I just like the way that my life is at the moment.
So what would you say is the most important thing in your life at the moment?
I think my family is, yeah, quite sure. Mm.
So have you brought anybody with you today?
My husband's come with me here. And my daughter, the others are working, but they're watching. And my daughter lives in London, and she and her partner and her friends are here. And I brought two friends, two couples from home who were friends of mine. Yeah, well.
And how are you feeling about the online aspect?
I don't think I mind that. I've watched it quite a bit. I don't know that it makes a big difference. I think just going up on there and doing it is as hard as it will be with it being online, I think.
Yeah. And do you think this experience will have any kind of effect on you?
I won't apply again for anything like this because I found it it made me quite anxious in the run up to it. I'll be glad when when I've done it, and I'm sure it was the right thing to do, but it has made me quite anxious, and it'll feel like an achievement when I've done it. But and I'll keep looking at Anthony Gormley's stuff, it won't cause me to want to climb on any more plinths.
Well, thank you so much. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I don't think so. That's fine. Thanks.